Jamestown Police, Stutsman County Sheriff's Office investigating stolen vehicles incident, fundraiser planned Saturday for Frontier Village Horses. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Police Department and Stutsman County Sheriff's Office are investigating a string of vehicle thefts reported in Jamestown and Kensal. Major Justin Balinski reports that just before 4 a.m. Wednesday morning, an officer conducted a traffic stop on a 1994 GMC pickup in Jamestown. Major Balinski says the vehicle was owned and registered to a business in Kensal. The driver of the vehicle was identified as 30-year-old Michael J. Greger of Jamestown. Greger had made claims he was a current employee with the business. However, later that morning, the business in Kensal reported one of their trucks being stolen overnight. Through investigations, the stolen vehicle was found located in Kensal, where it was abandoned at the same business and another vehicle stolen. Michael J. Greger has been arrested on two additional charges of suspicion of theft of motor vehicles. He currently remains in the Stutsman County Correctional Center awaiting formal charges. There is a planned fundraiser on Saturday, September 19th to help support the horses and equipment costs at the Frontier Village. Karen George has hosted the stagecoach rides and horses for the last 15 years at the Frontier Village.
Starting up the next season, we will have to provide our own insurance to liability. And then there's also the shoeing of the horses, the vaccinations, the feed. I mean, a lot comes into this. It's quite a bit of an expense to run that operation.
George says while they weren't present at the Frontier Village this year, she says they plan to return next year and would appreciate the community's support. Read more online at newsdakota.com. And the firefighting crews from North Dakota and Minnesota have arrived on the West Coast to help fight wildfires. The North Dakota Firefighting Task Force is near Selma, Oregon, and has been assigned to the Slater Devil's Foxfire on the Oregon-California border. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.